Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Film yang terinspirasi dari video game dengan nama yang sama sudah diluncurkan, berjudul Rampage.
I rescued George. He was 2 years old. He's not just a friend. He's family. Don't move a muscle.
Are you crazy?
No! Don't move!
Okay. Very funny. You and I laughing at your joke. New guy, he no laugh. He cry. You can get up now.
And check your diaper. Come on. Let's go.
Rampage bercerita tentang persahabatan antara Davis Okoye yang diperankan Dwayne Johnson, seorang primatologist, dengan seekor gorila bernama George yang terkena radiasi dan mengalami mutasi gen hingga ukurannya berubah menjadi besar seperti raksasa. Di mana George yang dianggap berbahaya ini kemudian bekerja sama dengan Davis untuk menyelamatkan kota dan seluruh isinya dari amukan buaya dan serigala yang juga berubah menjadi besar dan agresif. Dalam wawancara bersama Dwayne Johnson seputar kisah di balik layar film Rampage, ia bercerita mengenai pengalamannya mendalami kehidupan seorang primatologist atau ahli di bidang hewan primata dan menghabiskan banyak waktu bersama gorila sungguhan di kebun binatang di kota Atlanta.
Consulting with the Dian Fossey Foundation and spending time with the gorillas down in Atlanta, in the Atlanta Zoo, and spending time with the primatologists, and I mean that was the best thing about this movie. And that was also, so it wound up exceeding my expectations, because I knew we were going to make a big movie that was going to be fun, that the visual effects were going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, like just insanely good. But the time I spent with the gorillas and the takeaway and the education I got, I mean, that was very, very special. And I have a gorilla that was adopted in my name. Yes, Iyambere is his name.
Jadi walaupun film ini menggunakan banyak efek digital, Dwayne Johnson tetap merasa pengalamannya bersama gorila-gorila itu penting dalam menghayati perannya. Bahkan ia juga sudah mengadopsi seekor gorila yang diberi nama Iyambere. Dan ternyata bagian akhir di film Rampage yang berakhir bahagia ini berbeda dari naskah awalnya yang berakhir dengan kematian sang gorila. Setelah Dwayne Johnson yang juga sebagai eksekutif produsernya berhasil meyakinkan pihak studio dan para pembuat filmnya kalau lebih baik jika penonton mendapatkan akhir film yang bahagia.
Well, yes, I felt like with this movie, you know, the ending that audiences who have been seeing the movie early have been enjoying was not the original ending in the script. And so there was a little bit of a battle with the filmmakers and the studio, and I just felt like it's our opportunity to send an audience home happy and hopefully floating. And I feel like anytime I've seen animals not make it, animals that I care about in movies, and they don't make it, I'm sad. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be sad. And I didn't want Rampage to be sad at all, even though the way it was presented to me, well, he's sacrificing himself for the bigger picture, the greater cause, mankind, humankind. I thought, great. Well, you know, we're not making that kind of movie. It's okay. It's okay that it's a happy ending, and it's okay that the heroes live. We're not making, you know, Saving Private Ryan. We're making something fun.
Incoming!
Of course, the wolf flies.
Stop me! Oh, somebody stop me! Stop me! Please, somebody stop me! Stop me! Stop me! Oh, somebody stop me!
It's time we throw everything we can at these things and get people the hell out of that city.
Let's go save the world.
Nah, itu tadi obrolan bersama Dwayne Johnson, terutama seputar kisah di balik layar film Rampage, arahan sutradara Brad Peyton. Dari Washington, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
George, you okay? Ready to do this, buddy?
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, Twitternya ya, terus Instagram @VOARantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.